Cape Talk, TV Talk.
A little earlier than normal, it's time to welcome Craig Falk of TV Plus Magazine to the line. If you've got a question about your favourite show, please call right now on 021-446-0567 or send an SMS to 31567. We've got just 10 minutes to get through the highlights this week, so if you are going to phone, please give us a call immediately. Craig Falk, Deputy Editor of TV Plus, welcome as always to the show.
Hey, Papa, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Good. There's a new edition of TV Plus out now, and you've got the fantastic news that The Handmaid's Tale is coming to Mnet and coming soon.
Yeah, it's going to be on next week, but in the meantime, you can read up in the new TV Plus. We've got a lovely breakdown on what the show is actually about, what the novel is about. We've got a lovely giveaway, five novels that we are giving away of the original novel that the show is based on, so it's one of those you have to watch.
Okay, so definitely keep your diaries posted for the 30th of October when it comes to Mnet. Still no news on Amazing Race on SABC, I take it?
No, nothing.
Okay, watch this space. There is news, though, on Mnet dropping a couple of shows, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Better Call Saul and New Girl, which are unfortunately in the brand new magazine, they were dropped at the last minute, no explanation, and that's one of a handful that are being chopped and changed at the last minute by MultiChoice, unfortunately.
Okay, so who knows? The space changes every day, but that's the latest. No Amazing Race and no more Better Call Saul or New Girl. Okay, well, let's take a look at what is happening this week as we pick out highlights on the major channels. And the big one, certainly for me and I know for many other of our listeners, is going to be the Survivor finale tomorrow night. This is on SABC 3 at 7:30.
Yeah, it's the big one of the season. Everyone does always tune in for it. There are loads of surprises. I think there's a sidebar interview in the magazine where we actually look at things that you don't know about the reunion episode. It's one you have to watch.
Okay,
well,
this is, I think, been one of the better seasons as well. I've been watching it forever, and it's been a gripper. So if you want to find out whether blue collar, white collar, or no collar walk away with the title this week, it's this year, on this season anyway, 7:30 until 10 p.m., because SABC 3 will be screening the reunion show immediately after that final episode. Craig, do we know yet what is going to replace it from next week?
No, unfortunately not. SABC does have a show called Bare Medium that was meant to go in its slot. They've pulled that for the foreseeable future, and they don't have an update yet.
Okay, again, we'll tip you off as soon as we can. Then on ETV tonight, it's the season finale of Harvest.
Yeah, one of those lovely local shows that has actually done really well. Great production, great writing, intrigue around every corner. Really done well. We're hoping to see a second season. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, so that is tonight at 9:30 on ETV. And then the pick of the week on Mnet has got to be the movie that's coming Sunday. It's a film I haven't seen based on a book I absolutely loved.
Yeah, it's actually a remake. This is the second movie version. It's Girl on a Train on Sunday on Mnet at 8 o'clock with Emily Blunt. The story is based on a novel by Paula Hawkins, a proper thriller.
Okay, it is a really good thriller with some great characters and lots of twists and turns. Okay, the rest of DSTV, there's a big international show starting and a really nice new local one as well, but let's start with the international one.
Oh, it's The Walking Dead, season 8 tonight on Fox at 9 o'clock. We've been waiting long enough for it. I've watched the episode. It sets up nicely for the season. There are so many conspiracy theories already about the run of the season and who is going to die. So, if you've watched seasons 1 through 7, you will be chomping at the bit for this.
Okay, so Walking Dead is on Fox tonight at 9 p.m. The one I'll be looking out for is tomorrow night, and I'm going to have to record it because Survivor's on at the same time. It's the new series, Yun. Our listeners may remember a little bit earlier this year, we had South Africa's first Michelin-starred chef, Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen, in studio with us for an hour-long show. It was absolutely fantastic. Craig, he's got a new TV series starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, simply entitled Yun. It's on Veo, which is channel 147. Starting at 7:30, it's going to focus on his life as a top chef in France. There's a mixture of languages, Afrikaans, English, French, Italian, so there will be subtitles, but it's all about the food, isn't it?
It's all about the food, but it's also all about the story of a boy from a farm in Middelburg who ends up with a Michelin star in Nice. It is such an extraordinary story. As you mentioned, English subtitles, so even if your Afrikaans isn't that great, you will be able to follow it on Via. And then last but not least, your pick of the streaming services. What should we be watching this week?
Mr. Robot. It's exclusive to Showmax. They get the episodes expressed from the US for season 3. They do have seasons 1 and 2 available, so you do actually need to watch those to get into it. You can't just hop in at season 3. It follows Rami Malek's character, who is an IT programmer by day, but at night he's actually hacking this company that he's dubbed Evil Corp. And trying to bring down the next apocalypse.
Okay, so that is Mr. Robot. Style. Yeah, that sounds intriguing. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Robot Season 3 exclusive to Showmax. Those are Craig's picks of the week. What are your questions? Give us a call on 021-446-0567 or send an SMS to 31567. We've also got a voice note to take a listen to. Let's hear that question first.
Hi, Papa. I'm sure you might have had the question already, but I'd like to know what's happening in regards to Suits. Is there another series? Is there a season finale? It sort of all left us hanging.
Thanks for the question. Craig, any feedback on Suits?
Yeah, they're on their mid-season break. They always split it into two halves. The second half should start, give or take, January, February 2018. And it might be the last time we're seeing Meghan Markle, because there are big reports coming out of America that she's handed in her resignation letter to go off and possibly become a princess in the UK.
That's right. Lots of rumors about what's happening in the relationship with Prince Harry. So I'm not that surprised to hear that. Okay, so early 2018 is the answer, when it'll be back from the mid-season break. We also had somebody asking what has happened to The Voice.
What's happened is America's Got Talent has an extra bonus episode that Mnet's pulled out of the hat. I don't quite know where. Maybe one of the episodes has been split in two. So that's going to move over a day. So The Voice US Season 13 isn't starting today. On Mnet at 6 o'clock, it'll be starting tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow at 6 p.m. And then any news on a new South African version?
No, they are keeping that very close to the chest, but you know, it was really well received this past season, so it's almost guaranteed. It wouldn't be surprising if it's back.
Okay, so for now, watch the American version airing from tomorrow. Linda in Milnerton sending a WhatsApp asking whether the Naked and Afraid series has come to an end. Do you know, Craig?
They're very short seasons. I think there's like 8 or 9 episodes. I think they're busy filming as we speak, or there's a season airing overseas. They actually filmed, I think, season 3 here in Durban.
Okay.
Yeah, it was filmed down in KZN somewhere, so there probably will be a season 4 on the way.
Okay. And then another WhatsApp asking, when will we see the start of Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey on ETV? Isn't that on Sunday? If it's not already on, I think it starts this weekend, doesn't it?
I'll have to do a check on that. I think it's already aired.
Okay. We'll double check that one for you, though, and try and get you some feedback next week. We can squeeze in one or two more questions if you call very fast. In the meantime, any word on Grey's Anatomy, asks an SMS.
Absolutely not. It's a weird one that's just popping up anywhere on the scheduling for Mnet. Yeah, okay. It's very weird.
Okay. I think we can squeeze in a phone call from Shirley, who is on the line from Seapoint. Good afternoon, Shirley.
Hi, good afternoon, Pepper. I'd just like to ask Craig if there's any news of the next Big Bang Theory coming on.
Craig, any idea?
Yeah, it's currently airing in America. I think we're on about episode 4 or 5. Very similar thing to Grey's Anatomy, where we just don't have a start date. But, you know, again, unfortunately, DSTV and MultiChoice and Mnet are chopping and changing, so it could sneak on at any time. We will let you know, because it is such a popular show.
Okay, so Shirley, the minute we have any confirmation, I will share that with you. Thanks for your call. Another show which just keeps on being asked about is the one Clive is calling about from Swellendam. Clive, good afternoon.
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't realise I'm sort of rehashing it.
No, you can't do it often enough.
That's right. Pippa's Nashville, you know, it was supposed to be coming on and then it just didn't appear. Can you tell me what's happening?
Craig? Nashville, we must get a question at least once a week. Everyone loves it.
It was pushed back to November. We are keeping our eyes on the schedules because I think they were talking about late November. So hopefully literally around the corner.
Okay, but it's one of those shows we flagged. Mm-hmm. We know it's a listener favorite, Clive, so we keep our eyes peeled for it, and we will tell you as soon as we can. Last question on the SMS line. Is there going to be a season 2 of Big Little Lies? I know we had this conversation before because I said how much I'd love the first series, and I would love to see a second, and I remember somebody SMSing to say, no, it was so perfect, leave it as it was. Remind me, is there going to be a season 2?
There is a lot of talk about it, but they've got to convince the writer to actually write a novel first, because I think that's what they're going to do. They want a novel first, or what they're going to do is they're going to go completely out of sync with the normal thing and get her to write the script as a standalone TV show.
Wow, okay, that's Leanne Moriarty, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I would be happy to watch anything based on her work, given what I've seen from Big Little Lies, so watch this space. Craig, thanks so much. That's where we must wrap things up for today. We'll chat again next week.
Absolute pleasure.
Craig Falk is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And remember, if you want daily highlights and updates, the best thing to do is to follow his boss, Lucia Swartwolters. You can follow her on Twitter at Lucia TV Plus. She posts every day about the hottest shows and highlights. Otherwise, if you would like Craig to do some research into a show you're looking for, send me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.